let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline. We've got Bob Herrick, the author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. We saw where this book is coming out. You're a guy that's interviewed both these guys many, many times, and I was reading some of the things that, you know, the Phil Mickelson that we know now, I don't think is this Phil Mickelson we knew before. And this book, you know, really goes into detail about the relationship between the two. So I imagine that you've got a ton of different angles that you take in the book.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they, they were completely different characters, frankly. Completely different in terms of their upbringing. You know, obviously Tiger's multiracial, Tiger's right-handed, Phil's left-handed. They, as pros, they lived in different parts of the country. We have seen a different side of Phil here lately. You know, I could write a couple more chapters to this book, frankly, which happened in the last three months. I mean, it's crazy what's gone on. I would have never dreamed Tiger would have played the Masters, seriously, at the end of the year last year or into this year. And there was no indication that Phil was going to be in the trouble he's in right now. And obviously he didn't play the Masters, and we don't even know if he's going to defend his title at the PGA. But throughout their careers, Phil was the more popular guy, believe it or not. You know, he was the smiling face of golf, thumbs up, looking at people in the crowd, waving, signing tons of autographs. And Tiger was the opposite. You know, Tiger didn't look at you. Tiger was very steely, determined, and, didn't sign as many autographs as people would have liked. Of course, you're never going to satisfy, you could, if you sign 1,000, if you miss 1,001, you're going to get criticized.
Yeah, that's right.
He had to deal with that, but they were so different, and yet their careers crossed so many different times, which is what I try to get to in the book. And they also stood out for the longest amount of time. There was different people who emerged, but never for the longevity of those two guys.
We're visiting with Bob Herrick. The book is called Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. And Bob has written SI.com, longtime writer for ESPN and the Tampa Bay Times. Would you tell the story? I read it this morning. The guys here in the studio may have missed it. About the bet between Phil and Tiger and about what Phil did to sort of drive a wedge into their relationship that was really affected for 20 years.
Back in 1998 at the L.A. Open, they played a practice round together in which there was some money on the line. And frankly, Tiger was not, throughout his career, was not big into money matches and practice rounds. Phil reveled in that. He loved that. He loved the action on a Tuesday or even on a Wednesday sometimes because he thought it helped him prepare. If something was on the line, it helped it sort of helped, get you going. It got you competitive. And so as it worked out that day, and Phil told this story many times, he ended up winning $500 that day against Tiger, and Tiger paid him in $500 bills. And not content to just have the bragging rights and the money, Phil took a photo of the $500 bills and then wrote a note on it that, "Dear Tiger, these Benjis are very happy in their new home. Thanks, Phil." And he stuck it in Tiger's locker. And Phil loved that story. And Tiger, of course, probably didn't love it too much. And they never played a practice round again for 20 years.
20 years.
Now,
wow.
I don't know if it was all based.
Wow.
I don't know if it was based completely on that incident. There was other things. But it certainly led to them not playing practice rounds for, a short period of time, which then grew into a very long period of time.
Bob, you make the reference in the book about the rivalries that have gone on. You know, there's been all kinds of rivalries in golf. One you mentioned was, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Where would you say that the Tiger-Phil rivalry compares to that rivalry?
Well, it's funny. I think there's a perception that the Jack-Arnie rivalry was a better one, in terms of competitive. But, they finished 1-2 in majors just 5 times. And they also, Arnold never won a major after 1964. You know, Jack won a majority of his in the 70s. You know, he had an unbelievable run in the 1970s winning majors when Arnold was really kind of getting past his prime. Arnold's last major came at age 34. It's kind of hard to believe. Now, but they were competitive and rivals because their careers, they had other things. They were competitive for golf course design projects. They both got into that. They were competitive for endorsements. You know, there wasn't as much of it as there is today. And that was how guys made their money back then. And they, too, like Tiger and Phil, were completely different. Jack was the methodical, you know, conservative player. Arnie was go for broke and bold. That's how Phil was. Tiger was the conservative one. So, I would think it compares in the same way that it's a little bit more nuanced than the records. You know, Tiger's got 15 majors, Phil has 6. Jack had 18, Arnold had 7. Their victory totals differ by a wide range. But yet they intersected a good bit. I just think Tiger and Phil intersected even more. I mean, they still do today. You know, we've got them. Who would have thought that Phil, at this point, would have won the last major championship among them?
All right.
The guy who's older winning last, and he won the PGA Championship last year to become the oldest major champion. So in that respect, I think they're different.
And Phil just registered to play in that Saudi Arabia event as well. I think.
Well, that, obviously, you want to address that controversy with Phil.
The Phil controversy that's going on now, unfortunately, is not in the book because
right.
That just all happened.
Exactly.
You know, and again, I would love to add to it. You know, right. Because I just think it's fascinating what's happened to these guys in the last couple of months.
yes.
You know,
it's like you said. I mean, who would have thought that 3 months ago? Who would have thought that Tiger would have been in the Masters and Phil not be in it? As you stated earlier, that's why you wanted to get about 3 months if you could make an addendum to that book. How much, Bob? Do you think the media is pushing more for any rivalry or whatever? Is there one any more out front that we may know about than the Koepka and DeChambeau rivalry and the dispute that they've had? I mean, those would almost come to fisticuffs, and we don't hear about that in the gentleman's game of golf as much.
Yeah, that rivalry needed some on-course action for it to really come to life. It never really happened.
Yeah.
I don't know that they were, other than that, made-for-TV match last fall,
right.
I don't think that Koepka and DeChambeau played one round of golf in the same group last year. Not once.
Just two cats that didn't get along with each other.
Yeah, I mean, it became a thing because of an off the course issue, and then it got kind of prolonged with social media. But certainly, the media itself, all of us, wrote about some of the things that went on between them, the things that were said. But in terms of on the course, I mean, that's the thing in the game right now. We don't really have. Scottie Scheffler just recently has emerged. He's won 4 times this year. He's won the Masters. But we don't really have a true head-to-head two guys going at it rivalry. We've got a lot of guys who are very, very good. And other than Scheffler, nobody's really dominated. You know, John Rahm was number one in the world until a week before the Masters, and he hadn't won since the U.S. Open last year.
Wow.
And yet, his level of play was high enough to keep him number one, but he wasn't winning a lot. You know, Patrick Cantlay just won a tournament with Xander Schauffele over the weekend in New Orleans, a team event. And Cantlay won twice at the end of last year. He was the FedEx Cup champion. Ben hadn't won until this event. You know, Rory hasn't won in 2022. Justin Thomas hasn't won in over a year. When Spieth just won at Hilton, that was his first win in over a year. So, Dustin Johnson hasn't won for over a year. We've got a lot of top players that aren't winning, frankly. You know, and so I think golf needs somebody to step up front. And that's great what Scheffler's doing right now. Now it needs somebody else to go out there and challenge him.
Yeah. Who would have thought Spieth? We all thought that he was going to be Well, he won the last two. Which ones? What did he win last week or 2 weeks ago? And he won those.
Hilton Head.
Yeah, he went back to back, and then next year, that's at Easter as well. He won back to back Easter events, I think, is what it was. And then next
that's
year,
right.
In the Masters at Easter next year.
It's all set up for him. He's got to be the one, right?
Right.
It's karma.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Bob Herrick. The book is Tiger and Phil Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. We've only got a couple minutes left. I wanted you to tell real quickly the story, Bob, about Steve Williams, you know, Tiger's longtime caddy. I don't know if people remember what happened when he was overheard, but real quickly, could you tell that story before we let you go?
Are you talking about the one where he called Phil a bad name?
Yes, called him a... it got back, and Tiger didn't put it away, did he? He just sort of let it linger out there a little bit, right?
No question. That was exactly sort of how Tiger operated. You know, Steve Williams was given a talk. He's from New Zealand, and he was just given a talk at some club, you know, telling stories, you know, people asking him questions. And someone apparently asked him about Phil. And he said he didn't care for Phil very much, and
used it was arrogant.
Derogatory term. And there just happened, it just happened to be somebody there who, you know, recorded it or whatever, and it got in the media, and they wrote about it. And then next day, somebody followed up, and he said, "Look, I didn't think anybody was there to hear this in the media, but I said it. You know, I own it. I said it, and I just don't get on very well with the guy." And so, you know, in the Tiger and Phil world, that this was back in like 2008, and that thing festered, and Tiger didn't come right away and admonish Steve Williams, and so it lingered for a while, and then he finally did put out a statement, and you know, he probably behind the scenes was chuckling about it, but for image purposes and for, you know, whatever, he basically came out and said, you know, I had a talk with Steve, and, you know, I don't approve of what he said. You know, I have respect for Phil and all that stuff. And then Steve and Phil apparently spoke on the phone to try to clear the air. The very next time they saw each other was in 2009 at an event in Tucson, the Match Play. And that was where Tiger was coming back for the first time since he won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines and then had knee surgery. So we all think this is over with, but Phil got there early, and he kind of confronted Steve Williams in the parking lot in front of everyone. So Phil actually pushed it along even more.
Right.
You know, it was just kind of a weird dynamic. And I interviewed Steve for the book, and he's mellow. And he just, you know, he basically said, "Look, you know, I respect Phil. I think he was a great player, immense talent. We just didn't see eye to eye. You know, he wasn't my kind of guy. We didn't." It's nothing more than that. You know, he was trying to downplay it all these years later. But back then, you could tell, Phil got on his nerves.
Well, I know we got to get you out of here, and you write a good book. It's a fascinating book. You put those two cats in the front of it, and somebody's going to want to buy that book to read about them. But how was your golf game, Bob?
It's a stretch to call what my game is golf. I'll say that. I try my best, but I tell everybody it's taken me a long time to get this bad.
We understand.
I understand we're completely. Listen, yes.
Yeah, the book is Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. I'm sure you can get it everywhere, right, Bob? We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Sure do.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks Bob.
Bob Herrick.
There you go. Listen.